time now for the mystery guests. Got no idea who they are or what they do. 2 minutes of quickfire questions when the timer starts. Morning, mystery guest.
Morning, Aaron. Lovely to speak to you.
Lovely to speak to you too. I need a little bit more of your voice and I'm allowed to guess before the timer starts. Okay.
Okay.
All right, I'm presenting to you three different drinks. One is a flat white, one is a hot water, and one is a hot chocolate. Of those, which would you choose?
Definitely the flat white.
Okay. You sound confident. You've chosen a flat white. That's the drink of a go-getter. I feel like you might be in the food industry. I think you make wedding cakes.
Nope.
Timer starts now. Do you make any food product at all?
No.
Okay, no food. Do you make anything at all?
No.
Okay. Do you have a shop?
No.
Do you ever meet the general public?
Yes.
Would they normally come to you?
Sometimes.
So some, would normally sort of 50% at least?
Yeah, at least 50%.
Okay. And would they come to the same place?
No.
Okay. Do you work outdoors?
Sometimes.
Is what you do fun?
Yes.
Do you ever do weddings?
No.
Do you work with children?
Sometimes.
Does it involve exercise?
Yes.
Okay. Do you ever go to schools?
No.
Is it a sport?
No.
But it involves exercise. Does it involve a ball?
No.
It's not in the Olympics then?
No.
Okay. Is it something bendy?
No.
Okay. What was that? Pilates. Okay. Okay. Is the main thing here getting fit? Say again.
No.
No, it's not. So the main thing isn't getting fit. So is the main thing about movement or not?
No.
Okay. Are you teaching something?
Sometimes.
Do you offer a service?
Yes.
Do you touch people? I'm thinking chiropractor, that kind of thing, massage, that kind of arena.
No.
Podiatrist?
No.
You do things with people's feet. You tell the future by touching their feet.
No.
I'm panicking. Okay. Is it anything spiritual?
Yes.
It is something spiritual. You read people's scalps.
No.
I don't even know if that's a thing. If there are scalp readers out there who take scalps seriously, then, you know, I don't want to degrade what you do. Although I will say at this stage, it is pointless. Now, I've run out of time. Your name, please, and what you do.
My name is Jenny Lee and I run a small business called New Forest Nature and Nurture, where I'm passionate about improving overall well-being of others through intuitive healing and nature therapy.
Okay, Jenny. So what I'm getting there is that you sort of offer people a space that is free from all the trappings that they may feel they are trapped by, and use nature to say, look, let's walk, let's talk, let's sit in green, and let's learn how to unwind. Anything close to that?
Absolutely.
And why do you do this? Is it because you yourself had a moment where you realised your life needed to change?
Totally. In my younger years, I suffered with ME, so I was chronically ill for a long time, and I always had a real love for nature. And living where I do, have a huge passion for the New Forest. So that's just led me to create a vast knowledge of the flora and the fauna and the folklore and the history. And through the walks, I share my passion. But as an intuitive healer, I also recognise how people open up, unwind and feel happier when they allow themselves to connect to the trees and the plants and the wildlife and even the seasons.
So this kind of this connects to your life as well. So it kind of serves as a good way for you to have a business that also connects in with your life. I heard someone say, I was reading a book, I didn't hear someone say it at all, but I was reading a book and they put forward the idea that if you didn't know anything, really, you know the basics, but you didn't know the names of things, go for a walk in the forest and touch a leaf or a tree or a flower, and rather than go, that's a daffodil or that's a bluebell, with with the knowledge. Try and not do that and touch it and describe it yourself instead. And they said that by the very nature of the way the brain works will slow you down.
Absolutely. We've forgotten that we are actually part of nature, and it's making that reconnection.
What an interesting job to have. Jenny, I would never have got it, of course, but I came close. But lovely to have you on the show, and you know, enjoy this part of the year when the forest changes again. So good luck for you and your business.
Thank you very much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
There she goes, Jenny Lee there from the New Forest Nature and Nurture. Plenty more on her website, which is newforestnatureandnurture.com.